This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headley. The takeout from last Friday's show was all about the relevance of religion in the discussion of the alleged Fort Hood shooter. Is the fact that Nidal Malik Hassan was a Muslim something that we should mention or ignore?
This is Tom from Michigan. I'm surprised that you think it's important to mention that the shooter in this tragedy was Muslim. You would not mention a Christian psychiatrist or a Jewish psychiatrist, and I think that is very unfortunate.
I don't understand why the major's religion is not an issue. He allegedly was posting to jihadi websites years ago and has been under FBI investigation, and nobody should ever be singled out for their religion. But maybe this could have been a terrorist case or an isolated terrorist case.
Lots of responses from you on both sides of the issue, but one of you said the most chilling details in the Fort Hood case involves Hassan's profession, not his religion.
This is Karen from Long Beach. It's a wake-up call for the military when a psychiatrist, a person in the helping profession, does this kind of an act with killing people. They need to look into what's going on there in that military.
Well, we'll look into it if you look into it and help us put the puzzle together. You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. Back to the issue of religion, you know, there are a lot of reasons people wanted to either explore the background of the suspect or actually step away from it.
Of course we should mention that he's Muslim. That's part of the whole picture that you have to look at when evaluating the situation. And we have to, I think, put the political correctness aside and really focus on the heart of the matter. I don't know what it is, but being Muslim is just one piece of the puzzle that we have to consider.
I think it's important to talk about the fact that he was Muslim because it highlights that we had one person out of the 3,000 or more Muslims in the military, one person, a very minute percentage, who basically took extremist side and extremist point of view and acted out on it. So it's important to highlight this is a very small percentage of extremism, even in our country.
One other thing that people have often mentioned is that he was not just a Muslim. They also pointed to his background.
When Timothy McVeigh attacked the Oklahoma office building, we didn't all of a sudden start saying, oh, my God, what religion is he? He might be Christian. Oh, he's Irish. Oh, maybe we ought to investigate the IRA. Oh, maybe this is... I mean, what if maybe the guy was really upset about the war and what's going on in Iraq?
Sure. I mean, I think it's important that you talk about if he's a Muslim, then it shouldn't be ignored. But also got to be careful if you're going to demonize him in that way. Also, I heard that he was Palestinian, which struck me as kind of interesting, especially because the media seemed to ignore that also.
Well, there was a theme from every one of you, and we're not trying to broadcast hearsay here, but everyone is trying to get to the bottom of this, and investigators will be looking. They'll probably get a chance to talk to Nidal Malik Hassan, the suspect in the Fort Hood case later today. He was taken off a ventilator over the weekend. And in the Timothy McVeigh case, his ideological membership in groups, right-wing groups in the United States, was very much a story. So how big of a story was the suspect in the Fort Hood shooter's religion? We want to hear from you, 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. Responses on all sides of the question here.
And we're asking for more of them.
I don't know if it's important to mention that he is Muslim, but you managed to talk about it every 10 minutes on the radio for a whole morning. So you judge. Is it important?
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.